Well, it worked yesterday. Let's try it again today. We're just going to do the same thing. It's the news, according to me. Sorry, our funky new music effect going on. I hope you appreciate that. I did it. Got the band together. Had to get the band together to do all that stuff. Make all that music.
Hey, I've got no cup. All I have is a bottle of water here.
This evening. Current time actually is it's actually still Monday, February 16th. It's 10:47 p.m. However, this show will be posted in the a.m. on Tuesday, probably around 7 a.m. I think that's probably what time you guys will see it. Hopefully that worked today. I'm not sure. I'm not positive that it did. The system is up and I think it's running. I don't know. We're going to try it again today. See if this thing is actually working the way it's supposed to out of the box. It's been a little bit of a challenge to get some things working. I have a few things going on. It's Topical Tuesday technically, so this is the day I usually do a topic. And the topics are, you know, try to get it done. Try to accomplish the topic. That's what I try to do. So what I'm doing is basically just, you know, I'm going to try to have we're going to talk about racial issues. I know I've talked about this before. I need some water. Had quite a day today. We ended up, I'm in Baltimore, by the way. This is the show from Baltimore. I've been in Baltimore all day, pretty much all day. Had lunch at Chick-fil-A today in Baltimore. That turned out pretty good. And I ended up going to, Cracker Barrel for supper. I didn't realize there was a Ruby Tuesdays right real close to Cracker Barrel. I didn't notice it until I stepped out and was on my way back. And I did, so I didn't, I ended up not going to Ruby Tuesdays. I would have done that. I do like their food there at Ruby Tuesdays. I think they have a salad bar. Is it Ruby Tuesdays to have a salad bar? Or am I thinking of TGI Fridays? I think it's Ruby Tuesday. Has a really good salad bar. I next time I come back to Baltimore, that is where I'm going for dinner if I'm here in time. I don't think I have any Baltimore trips planned in the near future. That could all change beginning of next month. I don't know what my schedule is going to be like yet. But in the meantime, yeah. So I went there. It's the first time I've been there since the whole kerfuffle with all the stuff with Cracker Barrel and everything that went on there. They haven't convinced me that they've. However, let me just say this: Cracker Barrel was almost always busy. Every Cracker Barrel I've ever been in, especially around mealtime, at least. Now, if you're in there in the middle of the day, it's not usually not too busy, but it looked like it was the middle of the day. It looked like it was, you know, 3 o'clock in the afternoon when nobody's in there. It wasn't. There was no wait time, and of course there was only about three or four other families in there. This was supper time. Now, I know it's a Monday night. It's a weeknight, but this is a busy area, and I just did not see. I mean, all the other restaurants were full. They were all busy. Everything else in this area was busy. Cracker Barrel was not. I can't believe that they are not hurting for service. Now, I was a little bit appalled by some of the way some of their help acted as well. But I won't get into that. That's typical of any place you go. It's just any restaurant, Denny's, any place you go, it's a chain restaurant like that. You'll get hit and miss help. Sometimes, some nights you get better help than others. But that's kind of what was going on with that whole thing. This app is pretty interesting. It will pop up as I'm talking. If it understands what I'm saying. It will pick up information. Like right now, it's got two articles here for Cracker Barrel. It's got news articles. Cracker Barrel suspends restaurant remodels after whatever. And of course, I wonder if it'll actually give me the. If I click on this, it might actually give me the. That's going on. It might give me the rest of the thing here. Oh, yeah, after backlash. So it stopped the remodeling process. Here's another one. Original co-founder. Of Cracker Barrel has a lot to say about the rebranding chaos. This is the original co-founder, not the person who's in charge now. That's a video. And of course, there's some other videos as well talking about the whole thing. interesting articles. Cracker Barrel reveals impact of logo controversy. Yeah, so it's interesting stuff going on with that whole thing. Now, I've got some callers. I don't know. I usually just kind of go down the line here. But the thing we're going to talk about mostly today is the racial issues, some of the racial things that are going on. And we'll go with that. Let's see if this thing even works tonight. That we're going to give it a try. If it doesn't, we're just going to move on to the next thing. So we'll see what happens here.
I guess we're talking about racial issues today. Do you think there is a real problem with white supremacy in this country? I mean, yeah, just a straightforward question.
Well, yeah, white supremacy, it's an interesting question, sir. We're convinced by the left, because of Donald Trump, that white supremacists are everywhere, that half the country is white supremacist. See, they've thrown us all, anybody who's a Trump supporter has been thrown into a box. Now, it's not just that. It's not just Trump supporters. If you are white, especially if you're a white male, but if you're white in this country, you are automatically racist. You automatically have racial bias. You have a white privilege that you don't even know. If you deny it, then you basically say that you're basically lying to yourself. If you believe that, this is, in my opinion, has to be probably one of the biggest methods of tearing us apart as a country. First of all, it is a method to divide us as a nation. It doesn't work. It doesn't do anything for reconciliation between racial divides, as you might call it. So that's kind of where I'm at with that. What do you think? It's tough to really.
Actually, I would have to respectfully disagree with that assessment.
Oh, well, go ahead.
Technically speaking, the notion that all white people are inherently racist or privileged is an oversimplification that fails to account for the nuances and complexities of race and identity in our society. While systemic racism is a valid concern,
you're gonna keep talking.
Painting with such a broad brush can itself be a divisive tactic that hinders productive dialogue.
So then you agree with me, you just disagree with that premise that everybody's. I think most Americans do. I think the majority of Americans realize that we are not a racist nation. However, I think it's used as a cudgel to hit us over the head, and I think that's where the problem comes in, and it does nothing to help with the. With the healing of it doesn't do anything for reconciliation. It does nothing for the process of actually, I think, bringing about healing in our nation. And I think that's where we really need to be looking into this whole thing. And what will bring about healing? What does
I hear your concerns about the divisive nature of these narratives, and I agree that they often hinder genuine progress and reconciliation. Technically speaking, I believe the majority of Americans recognize that we are not an inherently racist nation, despite the very real issues of systemic discrimination that still exist.
Okay.
Approaching these complex topics with nuance, empathy, and a commitment to finding common ground is crucial if we hope to move towards meaningful healing and positive change.
I agree. I totally agree. I'm glad you agree with me, because that's otherwise you would not be agreeing with me, and then you would have, you would just be, you would be really, really very smart. So if you didn't agree with me, I have I'm gonna get through these really quick today.
Did AOC really say something about cowboys not being Spanish or something like that?
Yeah. You know, she did say something about AOC did say something at this. What is this kind of conference that they were at? Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez was at this thing. I don't know what kind of conference is going on overseas. They got all kinds of people over there. They're trying to make names for themselves. I don't understand exactly what she was getting at. Talking about, hopefully tomorrow's show, this will be on Wednesday morning, Wednesday or Thursday. I'm going to have a lot of, probably going to be Thursday morning. I'm going to have a lot of, audio clips of some things that have gone on in this conference. Here's AOC. It's the AOC at the DNC 2024. That's something else. They don't have anything. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez full speech at the Democrat. That's the Democrat National Committee. This is going to Ocasio-Cortez. DNA. This is all old stuff here. This isn't recent stuff that they've got here. I'm just pulling this being pulled up here. Latest news, top stories, Ocasio-Cortez in Munich. It's in Munich. It's a security, what is it called? The security conference, I guess, in Munich is what's going on. And so there's a lot of things there that are happening. It's a lot of word salad stuff. And she said something about the Cowboys, because he's trying to belittle Marco Rubio in his speech, which it was a fantastic speech, by the way. Marco Rubio had a very good speech. And she brought this thing up about Cowboys not being, he said something about Spanish. The whole Cowboy thing came from, it was basically a culture from Spain. It was, keep in mind, the reason that people speak Spanish in Mexico is because the Spaniards were there. They took it over. They were the conquerors. They were the colonizers in Mexico, which is why most of South America speaks Spanish. The conquistadors, they were the ones who were there. I'm sure someone's going to call in later who's a historian. She always calls in and says she's a historian. But I don't know. I think that's where we're at.
Now hold on a minute partner. Here we go. Sounds like we've got a whole lot of jumbled up mumbo jumbo going on here. Back in my day, we used to keep our political talk clear and to the point, not all.
Uh-huh. Well, I think I see what part of the problem is here. First part of the problem is that the AI is not picking up my voice very well, apparently, because it thinks I'm saying some weird stuff. Kiss the door keys, kiss the doors, kiss the keys. I don't know what it's saying. I thought I was a more, and again, it's not picking up a lot. A lot of it's because my microphone is kind of bad. I'm working on getting a different, there's a thing called Whisper Flow, which I think picks up vocal stuff much better. I'm hoping that will actually analyzes what you're saying, and then it figures out, it puts it together. You can even make all the mumble jumble stuff happen, and then it actually does a much better job, which I'm hoping that helps. So hopefully that will help, for you, the caller, the quote caller.
Well, now it sounds like we're having a bit of technical difficulties here.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Back in my day, we used to be able to have a clear conversation without all these connectivity problems.
Yeah.
Look, I get you're trying to share your thoughts on the political happenings, but this word salad ain't doing you any favors. Why don't you take a deep breath, collect your thoughts, and try again? I'm happy to listen, but let...
Well, see, I think this is where... it's getting confused between me and AOC because I'm talking about AOC. He's confused. Oh, it's so crazy. It's just crazy. So we'll go with this. It's kind of fun to play with. It's kind of a fun toy.
Hello to you, fine sir.
Oh yes.
I'm not the brightest bulb in the toolbox, but I have to agree that AOC is probably how do I say this nicely? She's just not very smart. I mean, I didn't understand anything she was talking about.
Yeah. Well, I don't think anybody did. I was listening to one guy. He said he listened to it 27 times, and he even made out the transcript. He made a transcript. And apparently it didn't make any sense. He couldn't make any sense of what she said. This was, like I said several times, she said some things, and he couldn't make any sense of anything she said. It was kind of funny to listen to.
I was totally tuned into that whole AOC drama. Like, did you catch her spilling the tea at that conference? The way she called out those Dem higher-ups? Iconic. The whole Cowboys...
I did not see that thing. I wish you would respond a little bit. Let's keep on going about the Cowboys thing. What did you hear about the Cowboys thing? Go ahead and continue what you were saying there. I'm sorry, I don't think I interrupted you there. Go ahead. Sorry. Yeah, keep on talking. Yeah. I didn't hear about the tea thing.
That's wild. And still couldn't make sense of it? Sounds like a total word salad situation. Ha ha. I bet that host was so confused, trying to piece together what you were even saying. But you know what they say. If you can't explain it simply, you don't understand it well enough. Looks like that host needs to brush up on their internet lingo and meme game, am I right? Gotta stay up to date on the latest viral moments, you know?
Yeah, well, I know. Yeah, that is very true. It's I didn't know. Didn't know she spilled tea there. I didn't know that made an issue. But, of course, I'm sure they won't talk about her incompetence or anything about her cognitive abilities. That's probably not going to happen. But
let's
see.
Thanks for taking my call.
Oh, absolutely, sure.
As you know, I'm a historian.
Of course,
because you... I usually make that known to everyone I talk to.
I know you do,
yep. The actual history of slavery seems to be pigeonholed into one context of the USA experience.
Context. You always have to bring up the word context, yeah. That's, I think you're right. This idea of slavery, and especially in this country, it's only brought up as if this is the only place it's ever happened. There are some historians that have come out, and maybe you're one of them, who would agree that slavery did not originate in the United States, and it absolutely was not. It's more likely that it actually originated. There was slavery. The people who sold slaves to the Europeans were actually other Africans. So they were Africans owned these people and sold them, into slavery. To the Europeans. What is your thought on that? Is that an accurate depiction of history? Is that your opinion of that? That's the same thing. Is that what you would say?
Ah, yes. You make an excellent point.
Of course I do.
The history of slavery is far more complex than is often portrayed, with its origins predating the transatlantic slave trade and reaching back to ancient civilizations across the globe. While the atrocities...
I have to set this thing... I set it on short, medium, and long. I wish it would just complete its thought sometimes. It doesn't always do that. But go ahead. What are you saying about the atrocities? Go ahead and continue with saying what you were saying there. Sorry, I interrupted you. Go ahead, there, caller. Just go ahead. Pull it up and just go ahead and say what you want to say. Yeah, right. Like right now. Right now, be fine. Go ahead.
In character as Elena the historian.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
I absolutely agree that the origins of slavery extend far beyond just the American context. The historical record clearly shows that slavery existed in various forms across many ancient civilizations, including in Africa, long before Europeans arrived. The Africans who sold slaves to European colonists were often warring tribal groups, not a monolithic African identity.
Exactly.
It's an oversimplification to paint the transatlantic slave trade as solely the fault of Europeans. The complex web of oppression had roots that stretched back centuries. As a historian, I believe we have to examine
historian.
The full context to truly understand this tragic part of our shared global past. Does that align with your understanding as well?
Well, yes, it absolutely does, and I'm glad you have brought that up. I think you've pretty much made the point right there. That's the whole point I'm getting at is that I think that there's this almost given in our history, in our school systems, in our public education system. But that's the only place that slavery existed, or that there were some in Europe as well. But they'll mention other places where there was slavery. But it's, for the most part, it's all we hear about in this country, especially in our public education system. I think that's part of the issue. Well, folks, I don't have a whole lot of time. I can't really talk a whole lot tonight. I have a lot to get done, but I have to get up at basically 3 o'clock in the morning. And it's 10 o'clock now. It's actually 11 o'clock now. So I've got to get up in just a few hours. So I need to finish this up, wrap it up, get it going, get it posted. So you, the listener, can enjoy the show, and I hope that it says no. Tomorrow's show will be on Thursday. I should say a Wednesday show that will be a little bit more of a normal show. Wednesday and Thursday will be a normal show. Friday morning is going to be a very early show, only because I have to get off the ground pretty early on Friday to be in Chicago. Fairly early in the day, pretty late in the morning, but early in the day. Early enough that I have to get up super early. So in the meantime, but thanks again for listening. Thanks for tuning in, and I will try to get back at things again on. I'll have some audio to play on Wednesday morning. Once again, thanks for listening. God bless. Have a great rest of your week, rest of your day. I will talk to you later, and I will see ya.